what we want to do is read through these scriptures to establish the fact that God loves you, that he wants to talk to you. He wants you to come to him. Don't run from him, but run to him. Hallelujah. All right, can we put that up? We're going to move right along. I got them here if you can't get them up. John 14, 23. John 14, 23. Give it to me in the King James. Let me have it in the King James. Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man love me, if a man do what? He will keep my words. So you can measure where you are. You can locate yourself. Do you love God? Okay, how do you know you love God? I do what he tell me. In other words, I'll keep his word. How I keep his word? By doing what he says. Isn't that good? See, you don't have to want to walk around and say, well, I think I love God. No, I know where I am. Now that love can grow, of course. Amen. He can't improve on his part because he loved you with a perfect love. But we can grow in love because love was one of the fruit of the spirits. Amen. And so he said what? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will do what? Love him and will do what? Come unto him and make our, we will come unto him and make our abode with him. What is he saying? You have an idea what he's saying about he will come unto them, and we will come unto him and make our abode with them? You haven't, huh? That means they're gonna move in just like you sitting in the pew there tonight and you leave. So, well, I'm coming over tonight and I'm gonna stay with you. That's what Jesus and what God the Father and Jesus have done. He moved in and he's living inside of me. He's living inside of you. He didn't say I'm gonna come visit you. He said I'm gonna make we're gonna make our board with you. So when some trouble shows up, you got the Father and you got the Son living right on the inside of it. Right on the inside of you. So when the enemy shows up with something that God didn't say and we just found out when he speak, he lying. We just found that out, didn't we? And so he said, we'll make our boy with you. And listen, let's go ahead and get it all, and then we can talk about it. 16:23. John 16:23. Listen what he said in 16:23. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall do, ask the Father in my name, he might give a little of it to you. Huh? He will? Wait a minute. If you ask him for a dollar, he will give it to you. Don't ask him for five, because he ain't going to do that. Oh, no, you mean he'll give you $5 too? Huh? You mean he'll give you $5? No, not, come on. What? Whatsoever you shall ask the Father. Listen to this. Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Go to the 27th verse. Goes to verse 27. For the Father himself, what? Ooh. Are you getting it? For the Father himself, what? Loveth you because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. All right. Now watch this. He said, because the first thing he told him said, if you love a man, if a man love me, well, I'm going to come and move in and we'll love him back. And then the Father going to love you and we're going to come live on the inside of you. Now, I want you to stop and think a minute, because I thought about it. I meditate on it. You need to meditate on this and meditate on it. Just think about it. The God that created all this universe, everything you see and don't see, you think about it. The God that created this. You see all the stars. I mean, you see the stars. You don't see them all. You see the star. You see the moon. You see all the planet. You see the trees, the land, the oceans. You see all this vast creation. The God that did that is right here. He's right here. Then he say he'll come make his abode. So the next time you feel and say, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, here he is right here. But if your mind is unrenewed to that, you'll faint, you'll give up, you'll quit, you'll cry. And you'll do all that stuff. But when you know the God that created everything is right here. You don't have to say, God, are you up there? Yeah, he's up there, but he's right here too. I need to get that prayer up above the ceiling. No, you need to get it out of your mouth because he's right here. So you meditate on that. That's when it becomes real. That's what Joshua was saying. This book of the law means this word of God. This word I'm sharing with you tonight, you don't need to let it part out of your mouth. You don't need to let it, because you're going to run into some trouble. There's a troublemaker in this world. There's a troublemaker out there. You're going to run into him. You're going to face him. But when you face him with knowing who you are, then you can put him in his place. You can put him in the street. Hallelujah. But if you don't know that, he'll trouble you with things that you shouldn't be troubled with. And just because you're in a hard place don't mean that God has left you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you begin to talk about God instead of talking about your trouble. Can I say something? When we understand God can only be God in your situation if you speak words of God. If you're speaking something else, God can't do anything because he's everything he is in his word. And when you know how to release words of faith, you're releasing God to move on your behalf. Hallelujah. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move right along. Matthew, go ahead and put up Matthew. Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 8 and 9, 26. And we could probably got to move this a little faster. But this is something that we can camp out here a while. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Matthew, you got it? Now look what it says in Matthew 6.